Happy Sunday and welcome to another amazing edition of Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, establishing effective communication through spiritual growth. My name is Gerald G. Rat Riley, and I'm here hosting Sunday Conversations with my beautiful, smart, and amazing wife,
Katasha Riley.
That's right. Today's Sunday Conversation is entitled, The Business of the Wife. I'm going to say that again. Today's Sunday Conversation is entitled, The Business of the Wife. Listening audience, please welcome to our studio, Miss Karen Henderson, a.k.a. the Mayor's Wife. Hello, Miss Henderson.
Hello.
Awesome, awesome. Listen, we are broadcasting all the way from Columbus, Georgia, all the way down to Eufaula, Alabama, and surrounding areas. And just in case you're just joining us today for our special show, our special Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, our show is entitled The Business of the Wife. All right, Miss Henderson, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. How have you been?
I've been good.
What have you been up to?
Well, you know, knocking off pollen, painting cabinets in the bathrooms, you know, just everyday stuff.
Come on. Listen, when Miss Henderson came to the station today, she blessed me with some dogwoods. And I'm so excited. I can't wait to get home to put them in the pot and see those beautiful white flowers. But, okay. Listen, how was women empowerment and what did you get from it?
It was wonderful. What I got from it is really what I already knew is we have a lot of female talent here in Columbus, Georgia.
Oh, yes.
We were able to just recognize a few, but I mean from dentistry to DJ, just all over the board, we have a woman, I guess, empowered in every corner of any business that we could possibly imagine. We are a very fortunate community.
That's awesome. I seen a couple of men down there as well. My beautiful wife was there. Baby, what did you get from it?
Most definitely, it was amazing, and it was beautiful women everywhere that actually just was an example of beautiful Columbus, amazing. And just like Miss Henderson said, she said that, you know, it was talent like in every corner, and it was wall to wall. I told someone, I said it when I was doing the podcast, that it was packed, that we knew that it was some money in the house because they were shopping with those bags.
It was slammed, yes.
But such an awesome experience and such an awesome opportunity to be among so many beautiful women.
Awesome. Now, Miss Henderson, how does an amazing woman like yourself balance life with the duties of being a mayor's wife? Because that's not a regular job.
Well, you know, I probably don't do anything more than a normal wife would for any other husband. I'm fortunate about the time Skip stepped into office in January of, oh my gosh, let's see, 19.
Mm-hmm.
I retired in February, and thank goodness I did. We were hit by the tornado. I handled that. And then, boy, we've been on a roll ever since then. It's been a ride. Who knew that we'd get hit by COVID, racial unrest, and what else hit us? Something else came up, you know, and now we have issues with the police department and our police chief. And I mean, it's one thing after another. It's challenging.
Well, I tell you, wear it well. I promise you.
Okay, now, I'll pay him later.
Now, you say you were retired. How's retirement? What did you retire from?
I worked almost 42 years with Georgia Power Company, Southern Company.
Oh, awesome.
Wonderful company. My mom always said, go to work for a big company, and I did. Thanks, Mom.
Awesome.
It's great. So, yes.
I have a brother actually in Pensacola, Florida, who works for the Southern Company. He works for Gulf Power.
Yes.
And he swears by it. He loves it.
He does. No, I guess he does in Gulf Power.
Yeah, he loves it. He loves it. What do you do, Miss Henderson, after a long day to unwind?
Well, my long days aren't like they used to be. You know, used to be I'd work, come home, cook, we'd have dinner, then you do your cleaning and everything. But now my long day is me and our favorite, my favorite child, our almost 11-year-old dog, you know, and the kids know it, you know. I show them a little favoritism.
Isn't that something?
But we'll go. You talked about dogwoods. I planted about 8 this weekend. We weed, you know, we've just got a little bit, you know, a little property, maybe about 2 acres that we're still cleaning up from the tornado 4 years ago. So I get out there on my little golf cart, my little wagon, and we're picking up limbs and tree trunks and throw them in the ravine. And then my father-in-law lives next door, who's 90.
Oh, wow.
So we take care of him and his diabetic dog. And then we cook, and Skip comes home, and, you know, and then I just try to keep it calm on the home front.
I think sometimes people don't think that, you know, you guys have a normal life, and you guys do have a normal life. You know, anytime that I talk to you, when I see you, it's always the same, you know, go of life. You know, as a wife and as a community leader, because you're also a community leader, you're on a couple of boards in Columbus, and so you are busy. You are empowering women all over this beautiful land of Columbus, Georgia, and surrounding areas. And I admire you so much.
Oh, well, you're so sweet. No, I'm just, you know, this is my home too. You know, Skip and I are both military brats. His father was an officer, so they traveled and moved every 2 years. And then he moved back here right at the beginning of his freshman year, I think. I grew up in OP, Oakland Park.
Get out of here. No, you didn't.
I did. We moved the end of my freshman year to Fox Chapel. I thought, you know, nobody lives out here. And I didn't know anyone, so I begged for a ride and finished my freshman year. Well, they transferred me to Spencer, and then we got to Spencer. They said, well, we don't have a bus for you. And I wasn't driving yet. I thought, well, okay. So I begged a ride from a friend, finished my freshman year. The next year, they wanted to send me to Columbus High School. And I said, I want to go back where my friends are. So I hitched a ride until I turned 16 and got a car and finished out at Baker. And the rest is history. Had I gone to Columbus High School, I would have known Skip beforehand, and it might have
interfered with destiny.
Yes.
I hear you.
You know, that is so awesome. I know as a married man myself, I know that the importance of having that balance in a wife. It makes you a better man. I say all the time, if a man really wants to reach his full potential, he need the right person by his side. And I can see that Mary Henderson definitely has the right person by his side. Now, my next question, Ms. Henderson, in the spirit of Women Empowerment Month, what does the word women empowerment mean to you?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I think it's my mother that probably just instilled that upon my sisters and myself. Get it done. You know, just you have the capability, the ability, the power to do whatever you want. So go through avenues of the people, the resources, you know, anything you want. It's like your dreams come true. Don't let anybody squish it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just go for it.
Awesome. Just in case you're joining us today for today's Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, we're in the studio with Mrs. Henderson and I, and the title of our Sunday conversation is entitled The Business of the Wife. And we thank Mrs. Henderson so much for being here. Now, Ms. Henderson, you are a local girl, right? I just heard you graduated from Spencer?
No. Baker. They tried to send me to Spencer.
Oh, my goodness. You graduated from Baker.
Walmart.
Okay.
It's Walmart now.
I know, right? Now, how has Columbus changed in the last couple of years since you were in high school?
Oh, aren't you kind? A couple of years, yes.
Everything with me is a couple of years. You can ask my wife, I promise you. Everything.
It is. Well, since it's been close to 50, thank you, Gerald, boy, It has come a long way. You know, we have so much more growth. Unfortunately, you know, our mills diminished. You know, we used to be a mill town.
And, right, and I remember.
That's not here really anymore. But our having the longest urban whitewater in the nation, I think it's just the nation, maybe it's the world, I don't know, I should probably know that. Our zip line and everything else, all of our restaurants, you know, it used to be back in our day, we only had Gus's Drive-In off Victory Drive.
I remember the fried liver. I remember Gus's. Yes.
Well, you were ordering from a different menu from me then. Yes. And then I think it was Coco Supper Club. That was probably the most upscale thing, and that was on Victory Drive too. But after that, you know, we had Applebee's. That was it. But now you would spend so much time trying to enjoy all of the restaurants we have. You know, we have some chains, but we have some locally owned restaurants that are just to be envied among, you know, the biggest of cities.
Yes. So. Yes, you're absolutely right. Mrs. Henderson, as the wife of one of the most powerful men in Columbus, how do you maintain your own identity?
Well, I laugh about that because a lot of times I feel like I'm incognito. If he's not around me, nobody knows who I am, you know, and I just go about my own life, doing my own thing. I'm going to Lowe's or Publix or Target. But I have my own interests. You know, I have been on Keep Columbus Beautiful. Now it's Keep Georgia Beautiful board for 25 years. Trees Columbus. Skip and I did serve on American Cancer Society board. I was on Girl Scouts, historic Girl Scouts for a while. And I mean, just, you have to give back. You know, I feel like if you are not active in your community, then you're part of the problem.
Don't complain.
Mm-mm.
No.
You don't have, you know, you can't.
Now, what about some of those Keep Columbus, you said you were on the board of Keep Columbus Beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is that about?
Oh, boy. We have, it's an education. We try to let people know, children know, how to save our environment, how to recycle, you know, what goes in recycle bin, what goes to the landfill. We help the Hooch. This year we have our inaugural mayoral golf tournament. I think it's April 14th or 17th to try to raise money for, you know, just T-shirts and gifts for all the kids. And there's so many functions. We had a magician that would do magic tricks. You know, talking about trash. I think it is talking trash and stuff. So it's really wonderful. It's a good organization, which, you know, leads me to think, please don't litter. I mean, I see people that have just throw trash out on the road and everywhere, and it just makes me crazy.
That's my pet peeve, actually. When I see people litter, I literally want to write their tag down call the police.
You can.
Is there such a thing?
I think you can, if you're willing to take them to court and testify that they did it, they will be fine. I think it's $1,000 fine. They made it heftier to make it hurt when we turn people in, and I'm watching you.
Because, you know, people really need to understand, we only have one Earth.
That's it.
We don't get another Earth. And the more we litter, the more we destroy it, you know, we're not going to have nothing for our grandkids and grandkids and grandkids.
Mm-hmm. It's disturbing when the grass is turning so green like it is right now, and you can only see a speck of it because there's so much trash over it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand. Hold it in your car until you get home and throw it away.
Well, Riley will get out of his car and pick it up and throw it away. It amazes me.
Well, God bless you. I mean, it's just...
That's my thing, I promise you.
It makes me crazy.
Miss Karen, mm-hmm. And that's what I call her. I call her Miss Karen. How can we empower each other for a better Columbus? With all that's going on now, and we always, you know, when we do see each other, we always try to, you know, encourage each other to make sure that we are praying over this great city. But what can we do to empower each other for a better Columbus?
Well, we have to take responsibility of everything in our city. You know, I'm not telling you to go be a Miss Kravitz or anything, but just if you see something or suspect something, say something. It could prevent a casualty, or it could help solve one. And two, we need to lift each other up. There's just so much hatred, and it's like with so many people, when they open their mouth, it's just vile. They don't have anything kind to say, and I just don't understand why people are so hateful. Just help one another. Put out your hand, you know, raise somebody up. And if you see a neighbor's child, you know, when I was growing up, my neighbor six doors down, if I was doing anything wrong, they'd call my mom.
Right.
You know, do it. And if you're afraid of the repercussions, then, you know, maybe you need to call the police officers. You know, we have to take charge. We have to get our community back.
Times have definitely changed. I remember growing up having a lot of nosy neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like now you don't have nosy neighbors. Everybody's minding their own business. But what we got going on is it's not affordable to mind your own business. We have to come together and empower each other in order for our community to be empowered as a whole.
Well, you have to think that if someone's home, let's just for example, if someone's home is broken into, and this person typically doesn't share with neighbors or anything, well, her home is broken into. Well, then she's going to want some of those people to help her solve that burglary or that break-in. So, I mean, the table's kind of turned. You've got to support your neighbors. That's what a neighborhood is.
Right.
And it takes a village. Now, this next question I'm going to ask to my beautiful wife first, if you don't mind, Miss Henderson.
No, you go right ahead.
What are some of the qualifications of an empowered woman?
Well, of course, Gerald, you're the boss and I'm the manager. So, you know, a part of that is the management.
Okay.
And usually the boss can fire the manager if the manager is doing a bad job. And since I've been on this job for about 17 years, I haven't got fired yet. I suspect that I'm doing a great job.
Outstanding
but
job.
But empowering you, it's a lot of things that I do. Some things I don't want to do, but I have to do to lift you up. Not to put all the pressure on you as the priest of our home, but it's things that I make sure, you know, that is done, you know, as far as cooking, cleaning. And when I say cooking, he's looking at me funny because I don't cook breakfast, but I make sure that you are taken care of so that you can take care of the business that you tend to in the community. And that helps you, that strengthens you to be more powerful, if I was can change that around a little bit, give you more gas to go.
Yes.
I don't do breakfast either. It's rare. And that's only because I'm not a big breakfast eater. You know, I don't know if my parents made me eat too much oatmeal, grits, or eggs growing up, but I think I've seen enough.
It's on occasion for me.
Yeah, it's a rarity for us, but I will have dinner for him when he walks in the door. So I do that.
Okay. Now, I heard someone say today that marriage is a business, and that's why you need a license to get married. So, Miss Henderson, what is the best marital advice that you ever received?
You know, I don't know that I received much. I didn't receive much advice. It was kind of like, just jump in. We just celebrated our 40th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
And we're still living. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
It's been fun. You know, you've got to have a sense of humor. You've got to be forgiving. And you've got to talk. You do have to, you know, instead. I did at one time have a bad habit of just not liking confrontation and just keeping it all in and all in mm-hmm. and all of it, and then all of a sudden she blow.
Yes.
So you have to talk. Yeah.
Awesome. Listen, just in case you're joining us today for Sunday Conversation with the Rileys, we're in the studio with Mrs. Henderson, aka the mayor's wife, and the title of our Sunday conversation for today is The Business of the Wife. Now we're about to wrap it up. So Miss Henderson, again, what marital advice do you have as the wife of a politician?
The wife of a politician. Well, I will tell you, talk about me. Don't talk about my dog, my children, or my husband.
Oh, and she means that. With everything she loves, she means that.
I do. My children, I mean, all of us, you know, Skip's got such a great heart. And there, you know, nobody's perfect in whatever role you're going to play. But I know he does his best. He's a good man. And he listens. And he has the experience for the city council. This is his last run. So I, you know, as I stated earlier, I'm a little older, and you know, it's kind of hard to keep your, as Skip said, I don't have much of a filter. I would like to say it's just kind of hard to hold my tongue sometimes when people are cruel. So I just say, don't take it to heart. Just, you know, turn the other cheek.
I think I have the same mentality. You can mess with my dog. You can mess with me. But do not, I repeat, do not mess with my wife.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have a question. Maybe I have time to do a two-part question, but if not, I would like to just throw it out there about the mayor's masquerade ball.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys always do an excellent job representing. What does that mean to you, and how does that help our young people in our community?
Oh my gosh. Well, Skip and I just kind of show up because Justine Boyd and her committee, they do such a great job of getting everything together. But the money they raised for children, young adults to go to college is phenomenal. You
yes.
know, the cost of college is through the roof.
Yes.
And any way that they can help defray some of that debt to better our futures as aging adults, it's a no-brainer. Yeah. Oh, gosh, yes. Please come and support that mask ball.
Now, when is the mask ball?
Oh, you had to go there. It's in my purse.
It's actually the end of the month.
The 25th.
It's
March 25th. So what pressure will do? It makes your memory can snap. So, yes.
And it is an awesome, you know, event to attend to raise money for our young people. Me and Riley, we always try to attend and to donate as well so that we can be a part of the community funding our young people mm-hmm. to be great, to empower women, since this month is still International Women's Month. It is a great pleasure to always come into contact with you
and our
women in our community as well, which are amazing in every area, from working, from taking care of their kids, from the leadership and things that we have to do in organizations,
mm-hmm.
It has definitely, I'm from Columbus too, and it's definitely has been a positive journey as an adult and jumping in Columbus to make Columbus great. I love to empower women. Women, that's my thing is women and girls. And so the opportunity to be able to do that is dear to my heart.
Mm-hmm. We get it done, don't we?
Oh, we get it done. I heard someone say, I forgot who it was, that was a woman, and she was a pit bull with lipstick on.
Eve.
Was it? So yeah. So sometimes I think of myself as pit bull with lipstick on, and I have to kind of like, you know, just ease on down a little bit.
Yeah.
Because when it comes down to the protection of especially our children, mm-hmm. I am like...
No wonder I liked you. I'm like,
don't go there,
yep.
You know? And so... We definitely thank you for coming in the studio today and showing your beautiful face and your beautiful spirit on things that, you know, you and the wonderful mayor is doing in this great city.
Thank you, Kadasha.
Now, in closing, Ms. Henderson, a.k.a. the mayor's wife, is there anything that you would like our studio audience to know about yourself or anything coming up in Columbus?
Oh, well, I don't know the dates, but we have that kayaking event coming up worldwide. I mean, just stay tuned. We've got something locally, and then in October we'll have international kayaking competition. But for everyone else, I am the mayor at our house.
Y'all heard it.
Listen, audience, you heard that. Mrs. Henderson says she is the mayor in her house.
I just, you know, he's got enough on his plate, so I try to get it done.
I definitely understand because I believe my wife is also the mayor in her house. But Mrs. Henderson, it has absolutely been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us for Sunday Conversation with the Rileys. Peace.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.